Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of our President's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. And click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories, videos, and all of that stuff. And the great new legal decision: abusing animals now can be charged as domestic violence. So it's a bigger deal. Hands off the animals. All righty. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. And it's talk with your human or animal loved ones on the other side. Medium work, psychic stuff, personal awareness coaching. Pretty much anything you want to know, Natasha knows.
Past lives, she this knows. Life, about, yeah. Whatever you got, I can handle.
She knows. So we go and test her out and see how much she can tell us here. I don't believe you've talked to our friend in Kirkland. We are heading over to Kirkland. Our friends, we've talked about them a lot and on the show over the years. But Pat in Kirkland, good morning, Pat, and welcome back to Animal World.
Well, thank you. Hello, Martha.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I've been good.
All right.
Thank you for your patience.
I've been kind of filling Natasha in on who you are. and what's going on. We've talked about you a lot in the last few months because you and your husband Dave are major cat lovers. You came just for a little history for everybody that doesn't know. They came to me years ago as clients because they had to, you know, say goodbye to their beloved two kitty friends that they had rescued and very much in love, and they needed some help getting through all of that and working with them. Anyway, I went to do, you know, which I do sometimes, do sessions related to that, and we go through this whole session, and I'm getting, they need cats, and all this, and then all of a sudden it dawns on me why I'm there. It was like one of those V8 moments. Mm-hmm. I slapped my, oh, holy moly, could have had a V8 on this one, because guess what? My mom had just dropped dead. I had to leave my farm immediately and move back into the city to take care of my elderly father. I had two houses on my property. I had my group of cats in my house. Well, I had two incredible cats I had rescued that lived in my other house. But I couldn't integrate them with my cats, and I couldn't take them with me. So I had to park them with Colleen, my friend at the Academy of Canine Behavior. They have a cattery, and they were very nice and let me leave my cats there until I could find them a home. Well, so I'm sitting there with Dame Pat, I'm thinking, with Pat, and it's like, well, what about Mr. and Mrs. T, my cats? They need, and I just was, Pat was turning in, and they were the most wonderful couple, and their hearts were so open. They love cats so much, and this was not, you know, Mr. T was the best cat on the planet, big, great mouser, but Mrs. T, who looked identical, was about a quarter of his size, though, she was feral. And so, you know, it took a long time to get to know her, and you couldn't touch her. I don't think, Pat, I don't think you and Dave saw Mrs. T for probably the first 6 months she was in your house.
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah. We knew she was alive because the litter box was huge.
Yeah, she'd come out, but she'd hide up in their couch. And, you know, anyway, I don't know that there were any other two people on the planet that would have taken these two cats and had the patience to deal with Mrs. T. And all, well, so anyway, over the course of those years of them having, we all became dear friends. And so now they're two of, you know, my dearest friends, because they, you know, we all love kitties and all of that. Well, anyway, they had besides Mr. and Mrs. T, then there was a cat after that, Princess Capella. She didn't like other kitties, but anyway, she ended up living off her life, and she said goodbye. So Dave and Pat found themselves kittyless again, and when it became time to find kitties, they, you know, you guys went online and you were searching like Pet Finder, and you know, we went through Meow, and you found Runyon and Franklin, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So how long ago? These are two neutered males. Mm-hmm. And you adopted them through Meow. They were in foster, I think, when, you know, when you got them. So yeah. How long ago did you rescue?
That was mid-September.
Mid-September, okay.
Yeah.
And Franklin is just a really cool cat. He's like a black and with some white tuxedo model. Lots of personality and real friendly and nice. Runyon is the special needs boy because he was like grossly obese. The pictures of it. But I saw, Pat sent me the pictures. And when I saw the pictures, I looked in this cat's eyes and it was like, oh my God, he needs to be with Pat. He needs Dave and Pat. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is it. This is it. I'm saying, this is it. I'm telling her, you adopt this 28-pound monster. And, you know, it's not going to be easy, but I can tell. But anyway, so they have him here. And Pat, of course, you know, the everybody, you know, she's had good veterinary care and consultations, and of course Meow was working on it and diets and all of that. So why don't you fill us in on where you are with these guys and what's going on, and then kind of what would you like Natasha to tune into and find out for us?
Yeah, well, the update was I failed miserably at getting Runyon to lose weight. He was losing weight and then he gained some back. And so I found out I was overfeeding them. And then also...
Okay, yeah, you and I have had a few discussions on the phone
about
feeding and all of that.
Yeah, Martha set me straight.
Well, it's kind of weird, wasn't it? I don't remember the details, but you've been being advised by Meow and by their vets and the foster and all of that and your vet. And then you told me what you were doing. And she's like, feeding these cats four times a day.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I'm sorry. You know,
it was a pain.
Well, yeah. And so it's starting to drive her nuts and all this. And it's like, this doesn't make any sense. And, you know, cats are not designed, their digestive systems are not, like dogs, they're not designed to be grazers and eat all the time. They're feast and famine models. Hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. Hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. I said, you need to get them on, and they need to learn, and Runya needs to learn. You know, you don't eat your life away, and you can't eat all the time. And just because you're hungry, and Pat was trying to keep them from not having any hunger frustration. So if they acted hungry, so I'll feed them. No, that's what got them into trouble in the first place. Play them. Do something else. We got to teach you there's something else in this world but food.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of when you regroup, Pat. Now, haven't you got them down now to two meals a day?
No, it's three.
Three. Okay, well, you've cut one out then.
Yeah. And it took them a while to learn that. We've changed their feeding schedule. I'd have to remind them, no, it's not time yet. We've changed your food schedule. And then on top of it, we were finding that Runyon was stealing food from Frank because Frank wouldn't eat all his food. He'd come back later and snack, but Runyon would get in there and eat all Frank's food too. So I think that's partly why.
So we had to, I told you, we have to come up with a plan that Franklin can have his food, but Runyon can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the old school fix for that, which I had told Pat about, but I think she kind of forgot about it and then paid for something. But the old school fix was you get like, you know, a cardboard box and turn it over and cut a hole in it that is only big enough for the cat that can eat to go in. But it's too big for the big cat to get in. And then you anchor it so it can't be shoved around. And so the cat can go in and go out. But instead of making a do-it-yourselfer like that, Pat, you invested in some kind of space age.
It is.
So tell us about the feeder that you got for Franklin.
Yeah, it is pretty space age for sure, like 2001 Space Odyssey thing. And I'm glad I did it now that we've trained him to use it. It scans the chip he has for if he gets lost.
So he has a microchip for identification purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
But
and
this
so,
feeder scans his chip if he approaches the feeder?
Yep. And it
wow.
For him.
So somehow you can program these feeders to pick up the chip that your cat has.
Yeah, I envision, you know, having to pick him up and hold him and like scan him like you would have. something at the grocery store.
Yeah.
But it's very clever that it's a feeding.
I can show you guys a picture because she sent me.
Yeah, okay, that would help. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get the image of it. It's amazing how you, and I can tell you though that this is going to save the angst over the years. You know, you guys can just get into a rhythm. It's taken care of. You don't have to do it. So the box would be a good idea for a training thing. But for you guys, this is going to be kind of that moment.
Yeah.
So good job.
I'm glad we did it. Yeah,
it paid for itself in the end.
Yeah. But it's so funny to see because Runyon knows there's food in there. And he looks at it and goes, why can't I get in there? And sometimes he waits for Frank to finish, and Frank won't move far enough away for the lid to close, Runyon will go in there and snack. But it's minimal. It is working well. And
okay, I'm showing Natasha the pictures that you sent me now.
Okay.
Yeah. I see it. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really pretty easy to use.
Let's see, Nathan.
And Frank was a quick learner. He learned to use the feeder better and faster than I did.
That's amazing when these feeders are designed well enough that the cat figures them out before the human does.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we want to know from Natasha?
Well, kind of when we talked too, we were concerned about, you know, the frequent feeding, which we're reduced down to three, but, you know, we're going to go on two trips this summer, and I was debating, right. you know, it's like if I have a pet sitter come in, that they have to come in three times or twice, and that's going to add up cost-wise. And so I was wondering about doing a B&B for them while we're away, where I take them to either the academy where Martha has
they have a cattery,
or some other place that would be there and interact with them on a regular basis and feed them however many times they need to be fed. But my concern was if I did that, because they had been in a shelter, and I guess when they were with their original home, too, they were kind of abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And so how that would emotionally play on them while we're away. I don't want them to think that
now,
we've...
Do you have trips planned at this point? Or is...
Yeah, there's two, one at the end of June and one in the mid of August.
Okay. And how long are the trips?
About a week or a little bit more. The second one in August is like a week and a half.
All right. Now, I think in the past when you have gone on trips like this... But you've had someone come in and feed your cats like once or twice a day.
Okay? Right, yeah.
And you're saying that with the schedule now that they're on three times a day, that would cost a lot more to have somebody come in that many times.
Yeah.
I'm wondering now what
Two times a day. By then you're going to get them down to two.
Okay. Yeah,
What I was thinking, see, what I do when I go like over to the coast for a week with Robbie, I have someone come live in my house with my cats. And you know, it's having someone that's there most of the time and can follow your schedule and do all of that and monitor the kitties and play them and do all of that. You know, I mean, it's not all that expensive. I mean, I think it probably, you paying somebody three times a day, it'd be about the same thing. So I don't know if you would mind coughing up the bucks to have somebody come and stay, but it probably cost you like, you know, $40 to $50 a day to have them do that.
Okay.
But, you know, so that would be another option is to have someone come and live in. And we could start with the people that I use and see if they, you know, that... got one great gal that does the house sitting. Unfortunately, she doesn't drive, so you have to go pick her up and bring her to your house and take her home when you get home.
Okay.
But she's really, really good and doesn't go anywhere, so she's with your cats all the time, you know, and can do some really cool stuff, you know, could really get them on a good exercise program and all of that. So that might be a way to think. But anyway, Natasha, your answer before I went off on a tangent was... you'll be, by the time and the first trip in June comes, Pat will be down to twice a day, so she could do two visits a day, and that might be okay. But what about, is there a way, like, if she took them to a boarding place that instead of, you don't like that idea? That doesn't feel good?
It doesn't feel good, and it's not, your cats have found their home. And I mean that with, they found their home.
Okay, give me the tissues.
You know, and when a cat finds their home, and I mean that, you know, that's why I'm saying it a certain way, that they don't transfer well.
Oh, get this. Get this, what Runyon, you know, the big, now this, you know, a 28-pound cat, I think he's down to 26 now, maybe, but, you know, that's freaking huge. He's down to 25 now. He started out at like 28. Anyway, he gets up on stuff like on a desk, and he just...
He sprawls
and pushes everything off all over the floor and sprawls.
It's his
now,
home.
I know, but if that were me and that I would not fly with me. But Pat thinks it's hysterical and loves him. It's like, how perfect is that? He really is your boy. Yeah. You love even when he sprawls and spreads your stuff all over the place. And apparently he does that all the time.
Well, he's banned from my office.
Now this boy is always going to be a bigger boy.
Yeah,
he's destined to be a bigger boy. And part of this is that when he was a kitten, he didn't get much food, and so he's on the other side of that. You know, it's kind of like when the pendulum swings. When you don't get, then you want more, and his body has the DNA of a bigger body. It's that way. So if he gets down
but
below.
Time out. I want to ask you something else now that you've brought that up.
Okay.
Because you mentioned he's always going to be a big boy and all of that. Maybe that's it. But then you went back and you said when he was little, he didn't get enough food. And some of this relates to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So what popped in when I'm wondering, you know, Dr. Nels, when he does mm-hmm. the neuroenergetic balancing, he can reset the nervous system and sometimes rechannel energies that started because of previous stuff. Can you look at that? And is there any chance that if Nels did some work on Runyon, that might help shift?
Yes, and that would get him down to like the 18 pound. That would get him. It would get him down to where he's not as, I'm going to call, lack a better word, fatty. He'll be down more into more of a tuner body, like in the 18
pounder.
So
he's never going to be a skinny mini.
He's not going to be a skinny mini.
He's always going to be a big boy.
He doesn't have the metabolism, the DNA in his body.
Right.
If he would have gotten food, he would have been a bigger boy anyways. He just wouldn't be out of balance with his system is. Does that make sense? That his body is used to eating a lot now because he's filled in those emotional bag, that emotional package. Now it's retraining that his emotions aren't the food. His emotions are the sprawling out. His emotions are the I'm home. His emotions are those things. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And he is. I could tell by his head and his paws. He's a big cat. Mm. And he lays on that couch and stretches out. He takes up the whole couch.
Yeah. He's got the, I don't want to call it the mancoon.
Right.
But he's got that, he's part of that.
He's got that kind
of. He's just a bigger boy.
Big boy.
He's got
energy.
A big frame.
Yeah. He's a bigger boy. And you can't make a little boy weigh less. I mean, a bigger boy, it's just part of the package. And get him down into that health. And as you talk with him about food, just saying, you got other things that can fill up that void. Dear, you got other things.
I think
that
Pat
can fill.
Started playing them now. Sometimes mm-hmm. when they're trying to get, they're demanding food, then she plays them, and that's a good thing to do.
Yeah,
but it's wonderful to find out that they really have found their home.
Yes,
and that they love you and love being there. Sounds like you're better off having either someone come and stay with them, like I do, or having your person come in twice a day because you'll be down to two meals a day.
Okay.
Knowing that. But also knowing that if we're going to put money into something, it looks like it would be really good to do a series with Dr. Nels. Now, what I want you to look at now, Natasha, is because there's options in working with Nels. You know, he could do remote treatments on Runyon. He could do house call or in-person treatments. But he also has the do-it-yourself reset program where they can. So I'm wondering, do you think they need just a series with Nels, either remotely or in person, whatever they determine? Or would it be better for them to get the at-home program, learn to do it themselves, combine that then with seeing Nels once or twice, and do it that way so that they would be able to work on him?
What I'm getting is that him personally, one time would be one-ish time, one or two times.
Would be good for
the
reset. The
thing that you're going to want to work on is keeping him reset for his food addiction.
Oh, okay.
So that might be more where you need to make some updated or rechecking in with or that navigation is with that food addiction tendency. I know that he is in that moment where, you know, a good dose of a good treatment and then a supplemental one and then just these, you know, you can call in and get the resets.
Right, you could call in every month and get resets.
I'm getting in like every 3 months, six months or something like that.
Because Pat, you know Dr. Nels and you've worked with, he's worked with your animals before. I think what was kind of coming in for me now that we've heard, you know, what Natasha's told us what's going on, probably good for you to just call, Dr. Nels.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, send the form, say, I got to talk to you, and talk to him on the phone. tell him what's going on. And, you know, because he's real intuitive, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell him, you know, Natasha, you know, that we need his nervous system reset related to the food addiction and early life stuff. We don't know necessarily. Natasha was thinking one or two sessions and then maybe a reset on the air, you know, every month or once in a while.
Yeah.
But just kind of because, you know, he's so intuitive,
mm-hmm.
and he will be able to tune in to Runyon, you know, while he's talking to you and know what kind of work needs to be done. And then he can probably give you a good idea of what he feels like would work, too. But it sounds to me, if I were you, I'd get on that right away, because it sounds like that is probably would be the kicker that will allow you to keep this in balance, this, so you can gradually take off that weight to get him down to that 18 or 20-pound guy where he's probably going to end up being, because he's a big boy and is never going to be a skinny mini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add in, too, that if you're in the mode of shifting them to a two-time feeding, that your trip will be actually a good kicker to get them on the two.
Because
nobody's going to be there to witness their howling. Nobody's going to be witnessing their angst and that kind of stuff. So when you come back from your trip, you're on the two-feeder mode.
Yeah,
that's a good point, because I do think that no one being here, they wouldn't be fussing.
So, exactly. There's nobody to witness them. So with that, you start working on it before then.
Yes.
So it's not a shock to their body system, because they're throwing their kidneys and their digestive system off. But starting to work on it and then using that as the now's the time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And by doing that, what I'm seeing in my mind, Pat, is if you're doing like morning, noon, and evening for breakfast, lunch, dinner, that you would start lowering the amount of lunch and gradually lowering what the amount you take out of lunch, you split between breakfast and dinner, and you gradually reduce so that eventually you're not giving any lunch at all.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I like that.
I just said that's what just popped into my mind.
Because what I'm getting is that with a heavier boy, that sometimes their body is running on a fine line system, you know, with their kidneys and their bladder and a lot of those kinds of things. And so working on it slowly, you're going to help his body's DNA, his body's system to not go into shock.
Right. Okay. And the vets, of course, get concerned of the hyperlipidosis, which is the fat stuff. And so you can't do it just dramatically.
No.
You can't just cut. You know, it's not like, bite the bullet, pull up your big girl pants, and you just cut
that.
Oh,
no.
You can't.
Animals have a delicate system. We have a delicate system. We're an animal, too.
Especially the fat one, you know, with this lipidosis business. You know, you have to be careful about
what
you're
doing. And that's
what
I'm getting is that
slow is faster in the long run.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, be respectful of it. Don't be fearful of it, but be in respect of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Be empowered with knowing it instead of going, well, I can't do that, because I want you to be empowered by that information.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the question, though, is I was feeding them two full cans a day, and I had no, I can't, yeah, two full cans, because I missed, I guess the pet food labels want you to overfeed. And so the vet kind of chewed me out and said that I need to reduce it to 1.5 cans a day, but do it slowly. And so I went from 2 cans to 1.75. And then that was for like 2 weeks. And then I went to 1.5 cans for the remaining 2 weeks. And so really Runyon is in a month has lost about 1 pound with that. Is that too much or?
No, you're doing a good job. Doing a good job.
Right. Yeah, and if anything, my sense when I talked to Pat about it a while ago was that you're being overcautious.
Yes.
And too slow.
Yes, you did.
So see, that's what we change. There's a balance in there, and sometimes you just get too paranoid and too worried, and, you know, and taking a month to go from 1 3/4 of a can to half, 1.5 cans. That's too long. You don't need to go that long.
And it's a little bit. So it's okay. Like maybe instead of like if you do like a teaspoon, you know, like I use a regular teaspoon to do my cat food, you know, it's less than a half teaspoon. You know, it's less than a little bit of a full teaspoon. It's, you know, it's just each day you just take a little bit off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I got to tune in. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Because if there is, I'm going to have to put you on hold so we can take care of advertisers and then come back at you.
Yeah, I think it's something I can just ask you later, just whether they should be fed more heavily in the morning and less in the evening.
Equal.
But if it's a can and a half a day, that makes it kind of...
Well, you give three quarters of a can in the morning and three quarters of a can at night.
All right.
And then you have a quarter of a can for the next morning to start with. That's
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds good.
Luck.
It's just math. It's just math.
Okay. Keep me posted, but don't make it so complicated. Remember, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Or keep it simple spiritually if you want it to sound
nice. Yeah, and remember that if you give a little more one day and a little less the other day,
nobody's cracking the whip.
Okay.
Nope.
All
blessings to you.
Thanks.
Pat.
Bye-bye. You're perfectly imperfect, my dear. You're perfectly imperfect.
And perfect for Runyon and Franklin. I'm so glad they feel like they're home. All righty. We're taking care of advertisers.
Okay.
Let's ask the Godfather. What do you think? We'll let him make another decision. There we go.
Sure, what's your question?
Yes. I love it. All right, Godfather, shall we just run the 1020 ads and later do the 1040 ads, or would you like to string them all together and we do it all at once?
Let's just string them all together here.
All right, the Godfather has decided. Is that music cool or what? Wow, I wish I had a button for that. Okay. All right, we're going to take care of all our advertising for the hour right now, so stay right where you are. And remember, without our advertisers, there's no show. So listen, support them, thank them. And oh, by the way, phone lines are open for the rest of the show. So if you'd like to talk to me or Natasha, pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
No other station delivers this much variety. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, yo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, and till noon today, and we have open phone lines, and I'm here, Natasha's here, and we'd love to have you call us so we have something to talk about. We are available to speak with you. All you got to do is pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. If you want to email us to tell us what you want to know, or if you want to send us a picture of you or your animal friends, Nathan can actually show us those photographs now in the studio. So you send your email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, let's see. We heard from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. And, you know, you've already heard me talking about him today. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. You can see him in person up at his place. He can come do a house call, see you. You can have him work with you or your animal friends remotely, or you can get the do-it-yourself program. He's got all kinds of options, but great help for your animal friends. Just check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. And we also heard from Natasha.
Yes.
So you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. She has some classes that she does on a regular basis, but she schedules them customly. Mm-hmm. So you can check that out. But she also does private readings over
yes.
the phone, right? And you're a reasonably priced. Now, you had a special deal for a while, but I think we're back into normal pricing.
The normal pricing, and it's $100 for an hour.
$100 for an hour, which is a really great price. My goodness, I think if you listen, you know, after our show, you'll hear Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets, and Dr. Nils. Mm-hmm. It's an encore presentation. But Rhonda, or Robin, Alexis, you know, Nils and Robin do the show now. And, of course, Robin is one of the premier, you know, readers and mm-hmm. psychics. But, geez, A, you can't get in to get, I mean, she has a months-long waiting list. But it's at least $300 for an hour for a reading for her, at least that much. So you're getting a hot deal with Natasha.
And I've had
And you don't have to wait for the rest of your life to get an appointment.
Yeah, people always say, why aren't you busier? I don't know. That's what I'm working on. but a lot of people say, I've gone to counselors forever, and you give a perspective that gave me a bigger knowing on why things are happening in my life. Mm-hmm. And you've made a difference. Thank you.
All right, get your pens ready. Here's the phone number. Remember, and you can check her out. AngelicClarifications.com is the website. Or you can give her a call. Not now. She's on the radio. You can call her after the show. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486.
Yes. And I'm also on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock.
Okay. So Mondays and Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m.?
4 to 5. Mm-hmm.
And we find you on YouTube? Is that where we
yep.
go? And where do we go? Natasha Venter on YouTube?
That's Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. All my names are Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. So you can find me one way
and
or the
Venter
other.
Venter is
V-E-N-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. You'll find her on YouTube. And it's a live
Yes,
podcast
live feed.
4 p.m. on Mondays or Wednesdays. Now, do you do these by yourself anymore? Or I know you were with somebody else.
On Mondays.
So what do you do on these particular?
On
Since
Mondays,
we have time, yeah. tell us what you're doing.
On Mondays, I'm on with Regan Forsten, who's a hypnotherapist
right.
with the Newton Institute. And the show is called The Dance of the Soul. So it's how does our soul go through life? Or lives. We talk a lot about past lives and how they affect us now. We talk about a lot of our emotions. I think on Monday we talked about self-love and how our soul really is calling us in our soul self-love this lifetime. And it's been interesting. And then on Wednesdays I do life clarifications with Natasha, which I...
So that's just you?
A lot of times. I've had...
Or you have guests sometimes?
I have sometimes guests. Oh, I had a guest on the last two times who is also a hypnotherapist, and we talked about near-death experiences and how coming into our spiritual growth. I've talked about emotions, triggers, how people trigger us, how to work with them. I've talked a lot of the basics on just how to work through our life, work through our lives that we have today.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful.
I'm actually going to be at a show, too.
I'm going to
be in Mount Vernon the March 13th and 14th at Market Street in Mount Vernon. It's by the...
The 13th and 14th, you said?
Yes. It's a crystal show. So Ron is there with a bunch of wonderful crystals. He brings in, I unpack them, a truckload of crystals. And
crystal shows can be expensive.
And then there's going to be
people
who are doing tarot readings. I'm there to do my sessions, angelic life past life regression type
of
sessions.
It's kind of like a psychic fair sort of thing.
Exactly.
And
then there's somebody
who
makes, he has bees. He has a local beehive. And so he makes different things with his bees.
Now, these discs I have here on the... Is that guy? He's usually at those things.
Yeah, he's not at this show.
Oh, darn it. I got to hook up with him because I need some more updated discs.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yeah, he's been
anyway,
at a
you
lot
can
of different...
find really cool stuff at those psychic fairs and stuff. And often, you know, you get good deals. Like you have mini readings and stuff. Do you do a special thing?
Yes, I do.
I
have a 15-minute...
15-minute readings?
Yeah. And it's pretty reasonable, actually, for 15. I do up to a half an hour at fairs because if it's any more than that, it's a private session.
Right. Okay. Well, that sounds great.
Yeah. And that will be on my website probably tonight, that information.
Okay. And if you send me the details, if you email the details, then I can send them to Rhonda and she can put them up on Current Events.
Okay. Thank you.
Animal World Current Events.
Okay.
But you have to email them to me.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, this just came forth. So
that sounds wonderful. And let's see. We also heard, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get interviews on the show and links on the website. And we'd just love to have you. So I'd like to be talking about you. All you got to do is you could shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or just pick up your phone, give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. And then, of course, remember that I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes, mostly just with dogs these days. And Jackson's so good at dealing with the cats. But I specialize in giving an overall comprehensive education about your dog and getting things under control and setting up on a program for full resolution really quickly. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So all you got to do, you or anyone you know has got problems with their dogs, don't call Aunt Martha. She'll talk to you for free on the phone. Just give them my number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And once again, remember our wonderful premier harmonic energy shifter, Accutonics specialist and chiropractor of the gentle version, Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She's working Wednesdays and Fridays now and is available to do remote treatments. But you'd also come in and see her in person for that work. And I'll tell you, she's done wonders for me. She does all my chiropractic and Accutonics and harmonic energy shifting. And I don't know how I would make it through all the stuff I've had to deal with and at my age, what's going on. But working with her makes a huge difference. And it's her birthday today. So call her up, say happy birthday, and book a session. She could really use some business right now. Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com, or just give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. I guess that completely catches us up here.
Mm-hmm.
So how about we're not sort of going to the phones. We'll go to the same room as the phones, but we're going to head off to our moodlit studio and welcome Stacy. Stacy,
you're on stage.
Welcome
again, my dear.
To the show. You're Hello. Live with Natasha Venter.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know.
Nathan, you get to answer the phone if it rings.
So I remember the first time I was here, and there was a male friend that came and visited. Right? Was
right.
that the first time?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he walked into the studio and said, right. "I need to talk to Stacy."
So yeah, no, we're not talking a physical person in form here, folks.
No.
She's talking about woo-woo. You know, on the other side.
Yes, yeah. yes. But to me,
it's right. Yeah.
Yeah, they have that kind of physical form. So.
Right. He had recently passed, actually, like maybe a week before.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
And yeah. this is not him, by the way. But
okay.
Oh, so he is not. Oh, and in case you just tuned in recently, when we started the show this morning, Natasha told us that souls on the other side have been pinging her starting earlier in the week for a mm-hmm. few days now because they're saying they want to talk to people that could call in. We established early on that there were multiple souls
yes.
tapping. So it's not just Stacy. And then Natasha said one of them she knew was Stacy.
Yes.
And so that's why we're starting with her. But so far, the others haven't called in. So
there's one that I'm going to speak of even if you don't get a call in because she's needing to speak to this person.
Okay.
And I feel like the person's listening and may not call in.
Do we have a name that I can say?
Not at this time. I'm working better on names.
If you're getting a ping.
Yeah.
I really, there's somebody on this side you'd like to know about. If you're getting that ping, pick up your phone because it's probably you. And there's more than one of you out there. And if you don't take advantage of this, well, oh well. But you know my favorite show, Ghosts? They might haunt you. You better pick up your phone and give us a call.
Well, tap, tap, tap.
All righty, I will be quiet.
I actually helped a student someone who had a spirited house, and I helped her this last week too.
So you do ghost busting?
I do ghost busting.
They don't like Ghostbusters on my favorite show now. Ghosts. Have you ever watched that show? It's a new one on CBS. It's been on for a season now.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Just called Ghosts.
Yeah, I stopped watching it, but I need to watch it again.
Oh, I'll tell you what. We're timing out now. Sorry, Stacy, but God, it is hysterical. It is so well done. Now, I don't think it's real truthful. I mean, there's some hints of truth in all of this, and we all know that we all live gazillions of lifetimes and all of this. But the way it's put, the writers are out of this world. And it is done so well. I laugh through the whole darn show. It is just really, really well done. And it's just, for if you just want some good entertainment, watch Ghosts. All right, now I'm going to try to, Godfather, keep me quiet. Go ahead with Stacy.
Okay, so you have a male in your life that has a fatherly figure that has passed, right? He feels like he could be either a grandfather or an uncle figure that has passed.
From me, in my family?
Yeah, yeah, feels like on your mother's side.
Yeah.
You said something about a male.
It's male.
It's male that's passed. Not, oh, I thought you meant related to a male alive.
No. It's a male that
a male
has
is passed.
Okay, yeah.
And it feels like either a father figure or someone who is fatherly to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds like she knows, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and very kind, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind and sweet. Went out of this world too quickly, mainly because he was too kind and sweet. Because he took on a lot of people's other stuff, and he wasn't able to manage all the energy because he was actually an empath in this world.
Okay. Interesting.
He's helping. He's helping with the things over in Hawaii. He says that don't worry, things will work out better. They are going to. He says you're going to get some phone calls that are going to kind of freak you out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the timing of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yet at the same time, he's saying, don't worry. Everything is in divine timing.
Mm-hmm.
And he means that with love. If you heard my voice, he says, everything is in divine timing. Mm-hmm. And you are going to be there at the timing you need to be there.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Because I think I've felt like I've been asking for something at a timing that would be right for me.
Yes.
Or would be right. What I think is right, but I've recently come to realize that it's not
it's
my timing.
Journey.
Yeah.
It's your mother's journey.
Right.
And it's not to make your life harder.
Right.
This is not the journey for your life to be harder, because there is a side lesson for you too.
Right.
But there is this divine timing that is something that your mom is in her soul. It's kind of like before we pass, a lot of times it's that we have to learn certain things to check them off the box before we leave. And this is one of her check off the boxes. And part of it is to trust what's going to happen to her.
Right. Just it's hard because it's difficult to see her. You know, she's having a tough time right now.
Yes.
And this, you know, she wants to kind of move on to the next journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been trying to tell her that it's fine. You should, that's what you want. But it's hard to, you know, but it's, like you say, it's timing. And
the body has to do its process.
Right.
And that's one thing that it's about your mom loving her. This is about lessening of the control.
Right.
In the bigger picture, just to get a blanket umbrella sense of it, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
But he's there helping.
Okay.
You also have Archangel Michael, and there's also Joseph that is over there helping.
Wonderful.
Okay.
That's helping with you in that scenario. So things are happening for the greater reason, and you're going to be there in the right divine timing.
Okay.
Okay?
Well,
so take a breath, my dear. Take a breath.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, that's helpful.
His kindness is escorting her.
Okay.
His kindness.
That's really wonderful. And, you know, without going into a lot of details, folks, I went through something, Stacy, really similar this last week with another friend. Building up to all of this, and because I know kind of what's going on with you and stuff, she started going into all kinds of stress, all kinds of fear, didn't know if she could be there or not, and whether it was work and all that kind of stuff. And I just had to say, all right, stop right now. What you need to do is turn this over to Divine Mother, okay? Now,
and you have.
You have great faith, and maybe you've already done this, but if you haven't talked to God, you talk, and you say,
definitely.
Hey.
No.
But I'm really serious.
Yeah,
you say, okay, you know what's going on.
Right.
You know I want to give my mom what she wants, but I need to turn this over to you because this is up to you. And you take charge and guide me. I will follow your direction. And then You do not focus on the selfish stuff, what I want, what works for me, work this out for me. You focus on what serves the highest good of whoever that, in this case, mom. Mm-hmm. The other case, it was dad. You focus on the highest good and you trust that you are being protected, you're being guided. It will go. Well, anyway, it all shook out last week, and but what it ended up being the most beautiful, peaceful, phenomenal experience for all of them, and we never would have seen that coming. Okay,
so and he is not speaking to what you do during your daytime. He's speaking to that energy that you create or that comes and sneaks in into your brain when you're quiet, when you're trying to be the better daughter, when you're trying all those little things. That's who he's talking to.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. We have open phone lines for the rest. We got another hour to go. And you can give us a call at 425-373-5527. It's time to close out hour number two. Fire up the love train one more time.